Brittany J. It's her birthday.
Oh, take me in. Hey. I thought you wanted me to keep going.
No,
like,
no, no. We, all
right.
Okay.
All right.
It's good now. We focus.
I mean, focused is a strong word you're using, and I can't confirm it tonight. I can't confirm it tonight.
Whether focused or not. Ladies and whether focused or not, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time
for
Brittany J's T4.
Yes, and today. So listen, I'm gonna tell y'all something. Be honest. It was a rough day today to get the tea done. There was a lot of activities going on. My name is Brittany J, and it's today my birthday, so it's been lituations, foods going on. So let me see what I got. First of all, Yo Gotti. His tour bus was shot up. It happened Tuesday night in Nashville, but it just coming out. All right. He had a tour stop in Nashville. The police were called. They pulled up to find bullet holes all over the bus and a blown out tire. Nobody was on the bus, so obviously Yo Gotti was not hurt. This bullet chasing this man. Okay, because last year a person was shot and killed outside of a show in Kansas City.
Right.
And in 2017, the LAPD arrested Gotti's friend for attempted murder in the Young Dolph shooting. So police have no leads right now. They don't know who's doing what. Yo Gotti need to go run for cover because something's wrong. let me see. Chris Brown. So Chris Brown has a new girlfriend, y'all, and her name is Amika. She looks just like Karrueche. They're literally the same person, same petite, half black, half Asian, little cute thing.
So Chris Brown has a type.
He definitely has a type. He like the type of chick he could just swing around. You know what I'm saying? Pick her up, throw her down, down. Like the guy in Baby Boy who was just slamming with the squats.
Easy, easy.
All you saw was his butt cheek.
Easy.
Alright, so that's what he got a type.
Lord!
So anyway, I just had to get you and let y'all know what it looking like in there. So anyway, it looks like she may or may not be pregnant. So last week, she posted a picture and he commented and said, my BM bad. BM stands for two things. One of them is bowel movement, the other one is baby mother. Okay, I'm pretty sure you ain't talking about the manure, so I think you're talking about baby mother, and something's going on. So somebody in the comments said baby mama, and in a separate comment, he said, yup. So I don't know if that was in response to the baby mama comment. Either way, something looking real bright, okay? So it looks like in the picture, she just turned 26, real cute, young, petite, little blazing thing. You feel me?
Hey. And so then.
Yeah. So she's like, she got a pouch, right? So let me see what else I got going on the internet. So let me see. I saw a story. Hold on. Because I'm working as we doing this. Hold on.
Sierra.
Oh, Sierra. Oh, you're talking about Sierra.
Sierra dropped her life-changing prayer. She had a prayer for a great husband. So she actually, because people were wondering, how did she land?
How she found a Russell.
Yeah. And so she revealed what her prayer was. And now single internet world is all in hysteria.
As you should.
They all
saying what?
You know, all your knees.
They all saying that prayer.
You been getting
everybody in unison.
Listen, sister. You've been getting on your knees for worse reasons. You can get on your knees and pray to Jesus for a good man. Okay?
Oh, it is man. Okay, back to the nap. I'm going to take the nap again.
For good use, okay? Get on your knees for Jesus. You've been getting on your knees for lesser men in the world. Get on your knees for Jesus, sis. I'm spitting food out.
We're going to call this one luck.
Listen.
A lot of women are praying for these good men.
You know, praying for men that don't even exist right now. You got to be born, and then you get the man that you wanted, and you 50 and he 30, like, or less than that. I don't know. What else going on?
And he's making millions to be in gym class.
You feel me? And he making millions? Like, you not going to get that perfect match. I'm just letting you know right now, because Russell Wilson is not ugly. He corny, but he is not ugly. So you might not get everything.
I called
Tim Carlton up until, like, last year, like, a few months ago when I saw that he was a really good guy, but he's definitely a Carlton, and it's okay to have a Carlton.
When he becomes a Niner, he's going to be a Super Bowl champion.
Yes, and he's still going to be a Carlton with the sweater around his neck, but it's okay.
It's all right.
So Safari, apparently there's a fur ban in New York. Fur ban. So Safari is leading the protest. Y'all know how he feels about his furs.
Safari.
That's
is
like his
a
second
nut.
Most important thing to him.
We
Y'all know the
already.
First thing. Yeah. Y'all know the first
we
thing.
That already.
And all the women in my inbox know the first thing. But the second thing is them furs. Okay. Summertime, he's wearing furs. He got his furs sold to his Tim's, whatever. So it's a protest going on for a fur ban in New York, and he is out there talking about our fur, our right, our choice. He wants the minks to continue getting slayed out here.
The video is hilarious. And they were like, that's cruelty. And he said, I didn't do it.
He didn't do it. He didn't do it. He just bought it.
I didn't do it. I just wear it.
Yo,
he just
wears it. This dude is bananas. He is, but he was going right back at him. Everything they were saying to him, he had a comeback for him. I was like, yo, this dude really walked out there in front of all those PETA people with the fur on.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing. That's the crazy thing. It's like, I understand people having their rights and their morals about them, but you don't got to force them on other people. Like, somebody else want to wear fur, cool, don't rock with them then. Also, y'all, so DJ Khaled, so he's dropping an album. I believe he's dropping it tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
So the son of the father of Asai, mm-hmm. all right, May 17th, gang, mm-hmm. gang, all right? So... it looks like he got a Nipsey record on there.
Yeah, he does.
I think the last Nipsey single.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man. And there's a clip of video footages of mm-hmm. Nipsey with John Legend and DJ Khaled. So we're gonna see Nipsey one good time of like being alive, like right before everything happened. Yeah. So shout out to Khaled for being able to be the person to get that done.
Mm.
Wow.
All right. So we
have more tea than I thought. Ew.
All right. We got another $1,000 coming up next, man. Happy birthday, Brittany J.
And then, happy birthday, Janet Jackson.
Keep it right here. It's Hot 93.7.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.